for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
We've got Mitch Duncan here. He's going to say something straight away. So,
Hunky Dunky.
Yes, Mitch Duncan's joined us on K-Rock Football. How was that?
Oh, mate, that was pretty impressive. I think we saved our best to last, to be honest. That was a phenomenal effort by the team.
Could you believe that 6 goals in the first quarter was... I mean, you don't dream of stuff like that sometimes, do you?
No, it was a great start. The big fella took a couple out of the ruck and did the rest, and that just... We jumped on his back. He was enormous in that early stages.
Mitch, when did running down blokes from behind and then converting goals become part of your game? I must have missed that.
Mate, I'm a pressure forward. Don't worry about that. I think that's my first forward 50 tackle ever, to be honest.
You were a sub in 2011. You're still a premiership player, but does this mean a little bit more?
Yeah, this feels really special. It's obviously been a massive journey. We have had a lot of success in that time, but never reached the top, so... this feels good.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, speaking with Mitch Duncan, he's Benny Cass.
Mitch, congratulations, it's been a great career and you know, today was just unbelievable. You came in with some confidence. I don't know if anybody expected to be the margin of what it was, but geez, you must have just looked around early on and thought, hang on, we're on here.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought our pressure was unbelievable and probably our highest performing pressure game of the year, which is, good timing and... They led to attacks going forward, and we were able to capitalise. It was it was a bloody good performance for four quarters.
Mitch Neildy, congratulations, mate! Amazing game, amazing game. Hey, just tell us what it was like at the end to be able to share that with your family. We saw all kids running on the ground, partners, etc. What was that like?
Mate, that's it's hard to put into words, to be honest. I suppose when you start a family, things get put in perspective quite quickly, and. You know, I'm a competitive person, but, you know, losing, it makes it a lot easier when you've got a family. I'm lucky enough to have three kids, beautiful wife, and a lot of family in Geelong too. So that makes the losses, you know, a little bit better, but it makes the wins even more special. And to celebrate with them, they've been on the journey. They've seen me at my worst, seen me at my best, and, you know, they'll be seeing a pretty good bit of myself this next few days.
Yeah, well said, Mitch. Can you talk a little bit about the emotion around the skipper?
Yeah, I don't know if I can actually talk about him, to be honest. He's still, I'll end up with waterworks, but, you know, he's been someone that I've looked up to since I first got to the club and continue to do. So, I was trying to get him that goal in the last quarter, but I'm so glad he kicked one. It was so special. I've been so privileged to be along the journey with him. And, you know, he's made me the person and the player that I am today. And without him, I wouldn't be here.
Mitch, well done. Congratulations. It's Sando here. I just want to talk about tactics. I know you're just the last thing you want to talk about now, but we probably knew when we're analysing this game, we knew that the Swans had to do something with Tom Stewart. And we saw Ryan Clark go to him straight away, but Cats obviously had plan B in place straight away, and he freed up Tui at times to go behind the ball, and just defensively incredible. Swans only had 4 goals at three-quarter time, so once again a tactic which Geelong's employed all season. As soon as Ryan Clark goes to Tom Stewart, you guys have the answer straight away.
Yeah, mate, our coaching staff's been phenomenal, led by Scotty. We've had a lot of great coaches along the way that, you know, have helped us get to where we are, but the team this year have done a fantastic job. I couldn't speak highly enough of Chris Scott and the job he does. I love talking footy with him. He's one of the smartest people I know when it comes to footy. So, yeah, we always had a plan. You know, Sando firsthand, he's meticulous with his planning.
Yep.
And sometimes he even repeats himself just to make himself feel a bit better that he's said the right thing. So, yeah, we had a plan in place. I've even been playing across half back, and I went forward. So everything just panned out quite well today.
And just one more from me, mate. I know I asked Lingy on the bench after the game. I know it's probably the last thing on your mind now, but can this team get better? Is there a way that you obviously celebrate this success, you have a bit of a break over the summer, then you sort of relaunch again? I know. Once you get a taste of it, you just want it back so quickly again. But can this team get better?
Yeah, absolutely. We saw firsthand the growth that came this year with, you know, the I suppose the more inexperienced side, experienced players. Sorry, we've got more there. We've got more coming through, which is quite pleasing. And you know, Norm Smith Bellis, Isaac Smith, he's locked 50, mate. He's locked 50, and he just covers the ground unbelievably well. You know, we've got a great medical team, great high performance team that, you know, allow us to be at our best, and, you know, a credit to them.
Well done, mate. Enjoy the win.
Well, Mitch, you were the poor bugger that the Cats put up post the grand final loss to Richmond in 2020 on K-Rock Football, so it's only fitting that you're the first person we speak to post grand final as a player in 2022 with a premiership medal draped around your neck. Congratulations. Thanks for your support of K-Rock. I know you're very happy to look after us whenever the opportunity arises, and we wish you all the very best with the celebrations and look forward to seeing you over the next few days as you enjoy the revelry that comes with winning a flag.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate K-Rock support and all the Geelong fans listening. You've been incredible for us over the journey, and I hope you guys are proud of the club today.
Yeah, we absolutely are. Well done, Mitch. Congratulations. Mitch Duncan down there for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.